In section Lamed Beis, in chapter 32, in the laws of Tefillin, and we're up to subsection 70, Ayin. Subsection Ayin. So here we're talking about the parchments that are placed inside the boxes. So he says that Kol Parsha Tzricha Liyis Zukufa Me'umad B'toch Beis. So each portion needs to be standing straight up within its compartment, which means don't have it laying on its side backwards, but the way you read it, it has to be standing straight up in the right way, so that when it's on your head, it is staying straight up. That's the way you want the parsha to be. L'chatchila, that's the way to do it to begin with. In other words, that's the right way to do it. That is kiderech shemamidim sefer Torah beheichel. Just like you put a Torah into the ark, into the heichel, you put it straight up. That's the way you put it in there also. However, v'imnos nashom mushkeves kishera. But if you placed it there while it's lying down, so it's not straight up, but it's lying down, as if you would put a sefer Torah on its back. But in this case, by the tefillin, it is kosher. Now, but what is important with tzorich li zohir, one needs to be careful. Shaloi lahafeich haparshiyos bebotim. One needs to be careful not to turn upside down the parshiyos in the compartments. Now you can stand it up, but then you can stand it on its head. In other words, instead of you flip it up on the other side. It has to be standing up the way it is standing, in the correct way, standing up, not upside down. Elyanichim shom, the way you place it is be'inyan in such a way, sheshita al-yena ti'ilamayla b'roish habotim. The first line belongs on the top of the compartment, of the house of the tefillin. Beshita tachtoina, and the lower line, the bottom line, should be litzad peha batim. That's the opening, the mouth of the batim. So he makes it clear to you what's the top and what's the bottom. What does it mean standing straight up? That the upper line is to the height of the top of the batim, and the bottom line is by the opening of the batim. And then, he says that lechatchila yesh lizohir, to begin with, it is proper to be careful. So that the top of the portion should be to the right side that you're reading it. So when you make, like say, the fold, so the first fold, you're folding it from the back to the front. So you want the first fold to be at the right side. So if you took it out straight from there, and you opened it up, it'll be at the right side from the one that is reading it, as opposed to having it the other way, so that it's going to be facing the left side. So you want it to be the reish aparish yimunach litzad yimin hakoyre, should be to the right side of the one that's reading it. Shehu oimed neged hamaniach. So we're talking about actually not as one would think. It's not by the compartment, it goes by the person reading it. So it should be the right side to the person facing the tefillin. So if I'm the one who's wearing the tefillin facing another person, it has to be to the right hand of the person facing you. Litzad yimin hakoida, to the one who would be reading it. So you are the one, not your right hand. It is the opposite. It is the right hand of the person reading it. It's your actually the person. It's your left hand. It's yimin hakoyde shuoymed neged hamaniach. So he says like this: im bo liposcham v'likodom. If he came to open it up, so your tefillin is sort of like the ark. Say, so it's if that person who's facing coming to the ark, it has to be if he came to your tefillin. And he opened up your tefillin, and he took out, and he came to read it. So then, yumanochim lefonav kilchosam, they should be placed right to you. So now, who says this is? Now we're saying, when we're talking about the right side, it has to go by the person who's facing you, not by the person who's wearing the tefillin. But who says so? Maybe it should be at the right side of the person pouring on his tefillin, which would be the other side. Why are we saying that the first opening of the parsha needs to be to the right side of the person opposite you, which is your left side? Maybe it should be your right side. So he says, I'll prove this to you. Because also the order of the parshias, the order, the way we put in these portions of the tefillin, they also go in the order of the Torah, right? So they go, how they come, you know, what comes first in the Torah comes first, and what comes second and third. Which way do we start?
From right to left.
That's right, but which right? From the one who is standing against you. That's why we say, the way we determine, Shari Mutsinu Sheseder Hanochas Sheseder Hanochosam Bebatim. How are the order that the parshas are placed inside of their compartments? Hey Mesudorim Lifi Yimin HaKoyre. They're organized by the one, a right hand, the one who's reading. Sheyiye Koyre Kiseder, that he would read in order. Mitchila Parshas Kaddish. First you do the portion of Kaddish, that's the first of the four, appears in the Torah in Parshas Boy. Shal Yiminoi. V'achar Kach, and then the second one you have V'hoyo. Then you have V'hoyo Kiviyacho, that's the second. And Ushara Parshas Shosmoyla. And then you go the rest of the Parshas that go to the left. K'moshe Yizboi V'simen Lamedal, as we'll see later on in chapter 34. So therefore, what we see from here, that when we use the right, it's not the right of the person who's putting on the tefillin, it is the right of the person standing facing the tefillin. That's the order we... So if he is the one that determines which is right, and we're going in the order from right to left, as in Hebrew, we go from right to left all the time, then it must open up in that direction too. Because it wouldn't make sense going in this way, and then the opening should be by the person who's wearing it. But that's not what determines the order of the tefillin. That's why it has to be on the other one's right side. Now here we have another halacha, an interesting halacha. In halacha, this is subsection 71, Ayin Aleph. So as we know, the tefillin of the head have four different portions. You write each one of these portions on four separate parchments, and you stick in each parchment into one of the compartments, each one of the four compartments of the head tefillin. What about the shalyad? What about on the head? Over there we don't have no four compartments. We have one compartment. Everything is written on one scroll. Now, he's going to say, what happens if somebody wrote the head tefillin? He also wrote a scroll with all four portions over there. And then he wants to sort of roll up one part, squeeze it into one side, the second part into the second part. I mean, in that case, it's kind of hard to imagine how he's going to have them standing up. Maybe he's going to have them laying down, which is not l'chatchila, but it's kosher, even if they're laying down. They're not standing up. So he says like this, Im kosav kol adar le parshis b'klaf echad. If you happen to write all the four, on one is kishedis, it's kosher. Now, that would be v'afilu ein revach b'neim. Even though you don't leave space between the parshas, like one column to the next column. In other words, one column follows immediately the other column. But the condition is that you have to place them into four separate compartments. Okay, you're going to place them lying down, but that would be kosher. Each one is laying in its own house, in its own... What?
How could you do it? But if you have four separate pieces...
What, is this a piece of paper there? Yeah. Huh?
I'm just saying, it seems very awkward to be able to...
It's awkward, but it could be done. But it could be done.
On the video we looked at, they show it, that they roll it, they almost flatten it, and then they tie it.
Is this a piece of paper that can be bent?
Well,
yeah,
I think it's got some stuff
that
you can't do away.
Okay. All
right.
Okay. 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 I just want to. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if let's say you roll it up like this.
Yeah.
That's one part. And you stick it in.
And then you go,
and then you go over here and you stick this in. And then you stick it. Okay. Or you don't even have to roll it up. You stick it in. Huh? Okay. I'm not sure exactly why he did it so. But he says, but there's another requirement. It says, you must put a string or some sort of a or a meshicha, some sort of a tie, bein kol bayis lebayis, in between each compartment, you have to put in lavdila zemizeh. That would provide a separation between one on the other. So that string is an imaginary sort of it, because it is between, that provides for the separation between one and the other one.
Is that string actually string, or is it the same thing they use to sew it?
It doesn't say here, so that's a good question. It doesn't seem like you would need that. Because this would only, this is an extra accomplishment just to make it separation. To make it up,
Now that I remember on the video, he had like tears of some sort.
That's right, we're going to learn about it. We're going to learn it, absolutely. But that's the batim that we learned. Actually, we learned a little bit before. Okay. That you were out. Yeah, you were out.
Okay.
Yeah. We learned that.
Square.
Yes.
And they put him in.
That's right. Yes. That's what we learned. Yeah. Okay. That's there. We learned that. Right. But over here, this is an unusual case. You won't see that in a video, because this is not something that we do. This is just talking about after the fact, if somebody happened to do so and he wants to do that. And in most cases, we'll be talking about situations where it's not readily available, something else. And, you know, just telling you that the law is that it would be okay, notwithstanding that initially, the right way to do it is make separate pieces, but in this case, it would also be okay.
They actually write that. What I understand was he wrote, like, each section. Can they write them on one and then cut them? But they... Because the sofa was doing them all individually.
Yeah, but
even though he had these little strips of paper,
he was writing each one. Right.
So could he have like write it on one big sheet and then cut them?
Yeah, but not from the top to the bottom. He can cut them on the from column to column. I'm not sure that they would, and I haven't learned yet so far.
Okay.
I'm not even sure that there would be a problem writing them from top to the bottom as well, each portion by itself, and then slicing it and then cutting it. I'm not sure.
Because I saw him, you know, he's got this little narrow piece of paper, and he's writing.
That's probably the right the way to
do it.
But whether it would be kosher the other way, let's see. Maybe we'll learn. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question.
Cross on this narrow or down?
No, he's running across.
Now, here there's a requirement over here to separate with a strand or with something between these the parchment. Now, it seems from here that this is only a requirement. Since it's all written on one parchment, you're trying to create the separation between the parchment. But there is another opinion. Yesh Aimrim, there's those that say, that when do we require this separation, that you have a string running across, something running across in between, it's only if all the four portions were written on one parchment, then you need something to go along it to sort of separate it. But if they're written on four portions, as the ruling is, write it to four separate portions, there would be no requirement inside of the tefillin to have a string running across to separate them. You know, they're in a separate compartment, but you don't need an additional chut, you don't need another strand to separate him to run across. That's not necessary. But there is another opinion that says, that even if they are written on four separate pieces of parchment, you still should pass through either a strand or a meshicha between each compartment. So what do we do? So in order to open, yes, anyways, we need that here to sew up the tefillin. So what we do is, that is the custom. Lahavir chut ha-tfira. That sewing, when we sew the tefillin together, we take that sewing strand and we run it through ben kol bayis labayis, in between each one of the compartments. So when you're sewing it, you run it through between each of the compartment, lechatchila, to begin with. That's the way to do it. So we cover all opinions, because this one opinion says you always have to put something in between them. So to do that, we put through that strand. You have to sew it up anyways. So you put one of the strands, you put it through the inside in a way that you go in between each compartment.
Is there a special sewing machine for
this? No, they sew by hand. By hand. Avalim lo yhevir kosher. But if you did not pass it through, it's still kosher. Sha'ikar kisvara ha'alaf. Because the main ruling is as the first opinion that says that you don't need a strand going through. So it's only to begin with, you do it that way. But if it's not there, it's fine. It's not a problem. Let's do one more halacha here. Section 72, Sif Ayin Beis. So he says, now we're going to talk Parsha Shel Yad Dinam Shel Kishel Rosh. The laws for the hand portions that you write from the Torah have the rules the same as we discussed before as the head one, as far as Likrichasar. We said before you need the hair going wrapping around the parchment. Uklaf, the parchment, the exact same parchment that we looked before, what qualifies for the parchment. And also Ulagalgalon Misoifon Litchilosum. And you have to roll them from the end to the beginning so that when you open up with the first parsha. So the way you roll it up from the end towards the beginning. And also, lachnis and labai zukuf, and also you have to place them into the compartment as they're standing up. So you have to do them standing up. So in other words, so it should be straight up, like just like by the shalrosh. The tefillin had, so the top line is on the top of the bayis, and the bottom line is on the bottom of the bayis. But he says, "Elo shelachatchila." But the only real difference between the yad and the rosh is that to begin with, you need to write tzarich lekosan aklaf echot. You have to write them on one klaf, on one parchment. Mitamshin is bar lemailo, because of the reason that he spoke earlier in Siv Gimel over there. He said that the Torah says should be one sign le'ois, not on the plural, so it should be one sign. So to begin with, the Shel Yad is written all on one parchment. But if a person wrote in Kosvon Adal of Klofim, if you did write it on four separate pieces of parchment, V'inicham bedalet botim, and you put it into four compartments, just like you put it in Kemoi, B'Shel Rosh, you did it like Zerosh, Yotza, you did fulfill your obligation. So even though you made your Yad like the Shel Rosh, you fulfilled your obligation, provided that on the outside it doesn't come across like four pieces. So that's what he's saying. Sheshotach oir al hadalat botim, that you spread out a leather, the leather over the four compartments. So even though you have four compartments, you need him kibayis echad, because that it should appear like one compartment. So basically, if you take your shel rosh tefillin, but over it you cover it up with one piece of leather, so that the outside it comes across like one, you don't see four different parts. That's okay. Because what we needed, the most important is that on the outside it should be just one sign, not four signs. So that's important. So of course, in the beginning we make it one, but if you make it four and then on the outside it only looks like one, then it's okay.
Because there's four parshiot in there.
Doesn't matter, four separate parshiot. Yes. This is even if you took these four portions and you put them in four different compartments. But it goes without saying that it will be okay if you put four portions into one compartment. Like you have a regular box of the Shel Yad, and you just put four different portions. Instead of putting it all on one, you wrote four different portions. If you've written them on four pieces of parchment, then you put them into one compartment. And he says, you don't even have to paste these parchments together. You can just keep them there separately. But yet, ma'afal pikein, yet ha'minag ledavkom bedevek. The minag is to paste them with glue, to paste them together. V'nizharim little devek kosher. And people are careful to use kosher glue. What is kosher glue? The hainu, mibheima ha'toira, that needs to be from a clean animal. I'm not sure how do they make glue from animals. What kind?
Pigs,
no, we can't use it.
No, I know. That's the non
kosher.
Yeah.
No.
The horses.
How do they
make it?
The hooves.
The
horses' hooves.
Is that they cook it or something? I have no idea.
So they made, apparently they made glue, but the glue has to be from a kosher animal. She mean amuta beficha should be from the type which is permissible in your mouth. Yeah?
Could you take the four pastures and put one top of the other, roll it up and put it in?
No, not
it has to be glued, or it has to be a separate compartment.
No, that's what I say. Where? By the shalrosh? No, shalyad? No. You know, you need to have them, you have to have them paste it together. L'chadchila, he says, paste them together. The minhag is to paste them together, not
but
to just...
You can't put them in.
He says you could. You said, but he have it. You know, in other words, after the fact. But that's not the minhag to do.
Glue dries out.
That's why you have to have them checked. Right,
yeah, but over there, if it'll dry out, I mean, it sticks.
Yeah,
I mean, they glue it together.
Yeah, I don't know how they make it.
Okay, let's do one more here. We're on the roll here. Ayin Gimel. I can't believe we're going to be finishing soon. We're almost done. This was like forever. Ayin Gimel, subsection 73. Im tzipa botim bezohav oy be'oyr she'ene kosher lasis menu botim. If one would cover the compartments with either gold or with a kind of a leather which is not fit to make the compartments. You know, not kosher for, not a kosher animal, something which is not fit. So what you did is you have a regular kosher tefillin, but you covered it up with a cover, with a golden cover, something like that. Kigoyin shel behema tmeya, as for example, of an unclean animal, hade'elu pesulim, then it is pasul. It's not kosher. You have to have, externally have to see the kosher tefillin. Halacha in Dalit, section 9 Dalit, 74, subsection. Halacha l'Moshe is Sinai. We have it by tradition from Moshe from Sinai. Sheyiyu hatfilin nitforim, that the tefillin need to be sewn. Begidei behema oichaya, with the veins of a tame or wild animal, hatohirim, which are clean, which are kosher animals. And he says in the parentheses here that loichin hagidin, we take the veins, sheyesh be'akev behema, that is in the heel of the animal, oichaya, on the mesked animal, shehein gidim levenim, they are white veins, v'im heim koshim, and if they're hard, you can't use to sew them, merachichim ba'avonim, then you soften them with stones, you push them with the stones, achi hei osu kipishtan, it turns into flax, almost like fat, v'tovin v'shoyuzir noisim, then you weave and you spin them, and you make a thread out of them. V'yesh mishayimer, and there is those that's there's one that says shekabola biyodim in hagoinim, that he has a tradition from the goinim shemitzvah litfer bigdeshor lachatchila, that the mitzvah is to sew it with the veins of an ox. That's the right thing to do so. V'toiv lochush lidvarov, and it is proper to worry and take his words into account.
Does the animal have to be checked for, like, its lungs, that, for kosher?
No, so that what we learned, that it's enough to be a kosher type of animal. It doesn't have to be kosher, even if it's straight or it's nevela, it would also, it died without shechting, yeah. As long as it's from a type of a kosher animal, then it would be kosher. That's what we learned earlier.